Hello and welcome to the Charmed Life Podcast. This podcast is all about magic, metaphysics, mysticism, and the unconditional love of the universe. And I am your host. My name is Trisha Carr. I'm so excited about this episode that I was actually going to be releasing it probably in a 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, but I needed to get it to you today. So this was just recorded. And if you didn't know, well, I'm doing the podcast part, like the conscious conversation part so far. I am doing it live multi-streamed. You want to find it on YouTube, even though it also goes out on Facebook and other places, but I'm doing it live and you can join the conversation and it's super fun. And I've just started it back now for, I don't know, about 6 episodes, I think, or maybe fewer than that, because they haven't been published yet. And this one is hot off the presses, but I wanted to get it to you because we talk about some energy that is going on right now and it just felt right. So I'm going to go ahead and get you into this conscious conversation with my guest. I do also talk about something about being an empath, or I talk about the psychological model of empathy, cognitive empathy versus emotional empathy, and to be able to create the kind of empathy that we all need to create, and that is compassionate empathy. We're all here to develop compassion. Now, the reason I'm telling you that right now, even though I'm going to play you that piece, is because I also want you to stick around until after the conversation, because I have a little something to offer you, and it's just a little free download that has to do with that subject, and I'll just talk a little bit more about it on that other side too. So join me in welcoming Amber Romaniuk. Is an emotional eating, digestive, and hormone expert who helps high-achieving women create a level of body confidence, intuition, and optimal health through powerful mindset healing, self-care, and overcoming self-sabotage with food. She does this through addressing the key negative thoughts, patterns, and limiting beliefs that keep women stuck in the same behaviors for years and decades that they haven't been able to break. Her podcast, the No Sugarcoating Podcast, as I mentioned, has over 1 million downloads, over 400 episodes, and is listened to in over 88 countries. Amber overcame her own emotional eating after gaining and losing more than 1,000 pounds and spending over $50,000 on binge foods and spending 5 years balancing her hormones and digestion. She has also dismantled her deep, limiting beliefs and behaviors that were keeping her stuck in the same looping patterns. Now she helps others to achieve the biggest healing miracles of body freedom so they can have confidence and health to create amazing lives. Well, let's get into this conscious conversation. And as I said, I hope you'll stick around till after the conversation because I have a little something to offer you, a little freebie, a little fun freebie. And I will chat with you then on the other side. So welcome those of you who are here live with me. We'll be taking your comments and questions. I have a guest joining me here in just a little bit and very excited to connect with this person again. She has been on the podcast already and has a lot of valuable insight for our lives, both as spiritual beings and as physical beings. Now, I wanted to share a couple of things with you. And hello, hello. And that is some ongoing programs that I have that are in more or less on demand and really easy access. And the first one I want to talk to you about is not just the program, but I want to talk to you about being an empath. And this is essentially having a lot of sensitivity to outside energies. The classic empath is a person who experiences other people's emotions as though they are their own. And often this can lead us to be, well, processing things that aren't our own, which isn't healthy for our physical bodies, which is what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. And also feeling as though you can't really properly participate in life, in your life, and really be connected with what I think is a soul mission, your life purpose, to have a meaningful life because of, you know, this sense of being crowded in your own energy by emotions or thoughts that aren't yours. Now, if we look at human design, which I love looking at human design, and to preface this, if you haven't looked at your human design chart yet, I encourage you to get your chart, but it really has become really ubiquitous in our awareness in the last, well, actually it started probably at about 2020, about the onset of the of being locked down and everything, which I found really interesting. I had been introduced to human design about a year prior to that, but it's been in our awareness since 1986, and it has kind of just flooded even more into a common experience for many of us. Human design, in case you are new to it, is a synthesis of four ancient observational sciences. Those ancient observational sciences are astrology, specifically tropical astrology, the Brahman chakra, Hindu chakra system, and the Kabbalah, tree of life specifically, and the I Ching. And in addition to those four observational sciences, it also is synthesized with quantum physics. So I find it to be incredibly useful. And it's really one of those things that people, like my husband, has said, it's going to have to really prove itself wrong for me to stop thinking that it's useful. But at any rate, and our guest is about to join us, just so you guys know, but I wanted to talk to you about being an empath, because not only because I have this program, Empowered Empath, but there is about 50% of the population who, by looking at their human design chart, you can see they are an emotional empath, meaning that they experience outside emotions as though they are their own. And so, you know, how do we do this in a way that isn't in the sense of feeling victimized by that? And we have some very powerful techniques that help to get you in that alignment. It doesn't take away the experience of people's emotions as though they are your own, but we have very powerful tools that help us to attune to how it is actually a gift. And just to give you a little something that you can take away with you right now is that in psychology, we recognize two primary ways that empathy is experienced: cognitive empathy and emotional empathy. Emotional empathy is that what we're talking about in our kind of spiritual circles of being an emotional empath, one who experiences outside emotions as though they are your own. Cognitive empathy is being aware of someone's difficulties, troubles, suffering, or whatever, and then being able to resource in themselves empathy, sympathy, kind of, because they understand what it is like to have that experience. They've experienced themselves, or it's just a process that they can drop down from the cognition into their physical body and their emotions, and then relate and care. Now, people kind of tend to have one or the other as a primary, and we all have both, but if you have that open emotional center in your human design chart, you are going to have that, you know, emotional empathy as a default, and then other people probably have the cognitive empathy as a default. But we both need to develop either end of the spectrum in order to reach a balance, which is compassionate empathy. And compassion is recognizing the suffering of another and then having the capacity to take action to alleviate it. So if you have the strong emotional empathy, if you are an empath and emotionally are absorbing other people's emotions as though they are your own, we need to actually balance that with a cognitive awareness so that we are able to take action, whatever action is appropriate and available to us, which, by the way, can be prayer or energy healing that you offer, or it can be giving people food, or it can be voting, it can be a lot of things, or counseling, or a hug. Many things that we can do that could be in our capacity. And a person who has cognitive empathy also needs to develop more of the emotional empathy, because a strong polarization on either end of that makes us not very functional. So being able to develop that as compassion or compassionate empathy is the goal for any of us. Anyway, just a little taste of what you would, one of the lessons that's inside Empowered Empath. Check the show notes for the way that you can actually become a part of this. It's actually available right now. It's a self-paced program. All of the meditations and energetic exercises, as well as the lessons and the previous times that we've met live with the group, which is incredible. We're building a community with this. It's all available to you right now. It's a very low cost, and there are payment plans to make it even more available to you. And we're going to be meeting again in September. So these live meetings are actually bonus to it. It's something you can, it's for you to be able to consume completely self-paced, but then we're just adding this, these bonus sessions to get together to build community around it. The other thing I have for you is Easy Intuition and Meditation, which is a 30-day journey with tons of meditations, tons of lessons that help you to connect with your own personal intuition for your life and your soul's mission, as well as a kind of kickstart, a jumpstart on human design, and divination, really cool things. So that is also self-paced and extremely low cost. Now, having said all of that, I'm ready to introduce my guest. She is just a light and a wealth of love and information. Her name is Amber Romaniak, and she is an emotional eating, digestive, and hormonal balance expert. So welcome to the show.
Amber, hi.
Welcome back, Amber. I'm so excited to have you. You know, you've been on before. We had such a wonderful and enlightening chat. And so would you mind, we brought to the table today ascension symptoms. And I'm super excited to talk about that. Would you like to give everyone an introduction into some of the work you're doing, the journey you're on? And of course, let's start talking about ascension symptoms, wherever you want to start.
Whew. Well, let me tell you, I feel like, thank you for having me again. It's so good to be here with you live. Healing, overcoming emotional eating, binge eating, self-sabotage with food. 14 years ago now, started that journey, and healing that is what helped me birth my business. And I coach women dealing with those things. And as you heal, you wake up to your intuition, your power, your intuitive gifts. You become more connected with your body. And along the way, we work on balancing the hormones and the gut and the blood sugar and all these physical things that are ramping up and trying to, you know, teach us, because I always say the body speaks to you with symptoms, and are you willing to listen and explore the emotional, physical, energetic, spiritual connection to them? So my own healing helped me open up to all of that. And then I just felt so called to want to help others, especially women, with that power as well. And I'm so grateful for all of that, because now with ascension symptoms, I feel like I can really decipher the difference between what is an ascension symptom that is so tied to this energetic and spiritual journey we're all on, and what is not. Because we can so easily be like, oh my gosh, like, why are my stools loose? Oh my gosh, why do I have a headache? Something must be wrong, right? But when we can also tap into the energetic spiritual side and go, interesting, this feels so much more tied to that, it's more reassuring.
Right? I love that. And it's so important to be aware of that, because I actually, in order to tell my list about it going live today, I wrote a little bit about ascension symptoms. And, you know, because I work with people who are on the spiritual journey, and I'm teaching them to open their psychic abilities and all of that. And we need to balance the way that we approach spiritual techniques and processes, because sometimes the ego mind tries to hijack a spiritual process. And if we are thinking everything is an ascension symptom, and basically we could avoid doing inner work, which would then lead us to the proper habits and, you know, actions and everything. Or on the other hand, if we're obsessing, judging ourselves so much, like, oh, I'm doing it wrong, but it could be more of a collective thing that is we're pulling in energies about the collective, where there's ascension happening, as well as us upgrading ourselves. So valuable. I would love for you to illuminate. So I just wanted to share what I already thought about that in my newsletter today. Tell us how do we know the difference between an ascension symptom and a personal development symptom, if we want to slice it up that way.
Yeah, I love that. So I think some of the biggest differences are, and if at first, because what I was starting to do, because I didn't know, was I started to track the Schumann resonance. And there's an app you can get, and it literally updates every 15 minutes. Because what I was noticing, as an example, I was getting lower back aches. And then the following day was literally, it was like I was getting a colonic, like TMI, but everything was just coming out. But I didn't have a stomach ache. Nothing hurt. There was no pain. But I'm like, wow, okay, when there's a lot of 5D high frequency light coding coming onto the planet, so the Schumann resonance will go white mm-hmm. on those days where it's reading really high. It was those days that I was having this release. And then I went into meditation and I started to go, okay, body, like, what is this? Because I wasn't fully quite sure 3.5 years ago when it started happening. And then my body's like, you're purging like old debris, old memories, old remnants that no longer are needed or serve you. And then that's the pattern that literally happened for a year. So it was like, okay, let me check in. I'm not physically unwell. I don't have a stomach ache. I don't have any symptoms other than this is just the release that's happening. And so when I started to match it up with the activity in the Schumann resonance, it started to just reassure me while I wasn't sure. Obviously, disclaimer, like if you're having horrible symptoms and they're lasting for a while, like make sure you go and get them checked out, like just to be safe. Don't just assume, oh yeah, it's nothing. And then you end up with like appendicitis and you wait too long to go. You know what I mean? We just don't want to do that. But that was my first. And then I went through last fall, a big upgrade. My gallbladder was purging a lot of stuff. And again, tying into the reading in the Schumann resonance. Also, though, I think when we can start to tune into our intuition and go, does this feel energetic and spiritual, or does this feel like there's something else? Ascension symptoms they can be really intense, but I just find my body is less quiet in the sense of she's like, this is here. It's okay. Just give me rest and like, try not to push it these next few days. But it's not like if it's a physical symptom tied to something that's stuck emotionally, or I don't know, if you get a bug or something, it's my nervous system stays calmer when it's an ascension symptom, if that makes any sense, yeah, because it's like your body just has this innate wisdom to process through it. So I feel like that's some of the differences. Your body will almost speak louder when it's not an ascension symptom, and your nervous system will ramp up more, I find, versus when it's ascension, it's calmer. And it's just like, oh, okay, I think this is what it is. And then check the Schumann resonance, also magnetology app, because it measures the amount of solar flare activity. And on the days where that is like a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, those are days where you can have the headaches or the fatigue or the mood stuff or want to sleep all day. And I just find having these tools to help us while we're becoming in tune can just be reassuring.
I mean, we have the technology, and so why not? And so for those who aren't really familiar with it, the Schumann resonance that Amber's talking about, the Schumann resonance is basically the vibratory frequency of the earth, and it is scientifically measured, and it is raising and raising and raising and raising. Like it's on a path of rising. And so we can see that the earth herself is ascending. You know, there is an ascension happening with our Mother Earth, with our planet, with her body. And so we are her. You know what I mean? Like we're made of her. We are nature. We are earth. And so you can actually, because it is scientifically measured, and I haven't actually I didn't check it today, but I've been having some issues the last like 3 days. And sometimes they coexist too. Sometimes because I've been having some hormonal things that are happening cyclically, that, you know, it's appropriate. But sometimes I feel like the intuition of your body knowing, well, that's going to be a time that we can actually move through this purging. And so maybe, for example, your cycle might start a day or two early or late in order to line up with an event. And I think that's so cool how the synchrony between, I mean, again, I am the earth, you are the earth. And so I think those things are happening. Have you looked at the Schumann resonance today or yesterday? I didn't.
Yeah. So there was a bit of a peak. I think we hit about a 20. Yesterday was like a 68. So there was a lot of.
No wonder.
Yeah. It was an active day. And then this morning around, I think 4 or 5 a.m., we had another like peak around between 20 and 30, I think it was. And now we're back into more of purging 3D energy. So there's definitely been a lot of activity as we've come into September, it's been very active. And it's funny you mentioned the cycle syncing, because mine has been really interesting the last few weeks where I released more and it like drug out for longer last month. And this month, my system is like upset about like too much masculine energy. And so she's been holding back from releasing. And now I'm like helping her like open up into the flow. And she's like, okay, maybe I'll like come out and like let go. But like, she's very sensitive about, and I've been talking to some other girlfriends and stuff that are purging a lot of old stuff around the masculine and control and the same kind of thing. So it's really interesting what is showing up in the collective right now with cycles and hormones.
It is. It's fascinating. I love how you talk about and to your body with so much love and tenderness and referring to her. And it's just really beautiful. And what a great model for us all to remember to have a relationship with her or him, whatever pronoun your body has. Really lovely. So thank you for modeling that for us.
Oh, my pleasure. It's been a long time coming. So now it's just easy.
But it does speak to needing to have that facility to hear her soft voice, her still small voice. And how do you help people to cultivate that relationship and that deep listening and attunement with her?
Yeah. So first, it's important that we look at the things that are the mind being really loud, because the loud mind and the ego mind will suppress that softer voice, that intuition in our hearts. And so if we are dealing with things like emotional eating or binge eating, or we're in the chasing the number on the scale, we're really so asphyxiated with the external world and needing to achieve the perfect body, or I'll lose weight and then I'll finally be happy. And if those are the kinds of things going on and we feel very insecure, often that loud mind will really inhibit us from hearing that intuition. So healing those things, healing the relationship with food, overcoming emotional eating, binge eating, binging and purging, whatever may be going on. And emotional eating, I coin as any reason for eating other than physical nourishment. We're really numbing, suppressing, avoiding, distracting. That's really important, because otherwise the amount of guilt and shame and anger and sadness and hopelessness, etc., that we feel not only keeps us stuck in our head and in the ego, but it just keeps our frequency low and it shuts off our channel and disconnects us from divine and our gifts. And so that is really important to address. In the same token, maybe you're not into emotional eating, but you're the people pleaser. You're the overgiver, the overachiever, the perfectionist in this all or nothing. And I have to either be all in with something or I'm all out. And you're just being so critical of yourself on a regular basis about your work or your business or your job or your skills as a mother or a father or whatever it is. And when we're really loud and critical, that also makes it hard to hear that voice and get grounded. And again, the more we live in our head, the less grounded we are. So really learning how to claim your worth, take your power back, what it feels like to live in your power, live more in your heart, intuitively led, versus letting that ego voice, right, take your power away, like believing it, believing you're not good enough, believing you can't do this, believing you'll never change. Like, we want to acknowledge the negative thoughts and limiting beliefs and then acknowledge that they're false and they're stories, and come into affirmation and different practices to help us take our power back. So that works really important. Also, if we have really intensive physical symptoms, so really bad bloating, really bad inflammation, headaches, brain fog, fatigue, and low energy, if we're not sleeping well, right? If these kinds of things are going on, often we will get very reactive emotionally toward our bodies and get pissed off or angry. Oh my gosh, I'm bloated again. It's so uncomfortable. Like, I can't wear that outfit today and I'm annoyed. And then the symptoms just flare up and get worse, because the more we react, the more the body does. It's ironic, right? So really learning how to tend to our physical symptoms, understand, okay, what's going on hormonally, digestively, inflammatory, et cetera, that is amplifying, and how am I reacting emotionally that is making my physical symptoms worse? So everything is connected, whether it's relationship with food, negative thoughts and limiting beliefs and behaviors, but they amplify. And the louder our physical symptoms, I find, again, the quieter that voice is. So being willing to support your body through healing, through grounding rituals like meditation, getting your feet in the grass, getting to bed a little earlier. Even people go, oh my gosh, this stuff's so simple. Sleep, hydration, eating regular. I'm like, so many people aren't doing it though. Yeah. Making yourself a priority, eating mindfully without distractions. So many people aren't doing that because they feel guilty prioritizing themselves. So starting with simple practices like this are truly what are going to help to ground us and get us back into our body, into our heart, out of our head. And then doing that mindset work, you know, and as you do this, the intuition regains her clarity and her purity, and you become more connected and your gifts come online more. You feel more connected and it's all a process. So that's what I find usually happens to help us access or re-access these things. And that it is a journey, and take it at the pace that feels good for you, because it's different for everybody.
Yes. Yes. And it is, I think, starting a new habit. It's proven that a sustainable way to start a new habit is to start incrementally. Mm-hmm. That is, and honestly, that's a more embodied experience. When we go, that's it. I'm going to the gym 6 hours every day or something like that. Like, we might do that once and we're so sore and then we don't want to do it. There's no reward. There isn't reward, or there's very little reward.
Yeah.
So to be the gentleness of starting even with just breathing. I gave an assignment to one of my clients recently. She's like, I'm really trying to meditate every day. And I love when I do meditate, but somehow it's just not working. It's not showing up. And I said, okay, do you like homework? She's like, yes. She gets a pen. I said, okay, you're not allowed to meditate tomorrow morning. You're going to only breathe 5 slow and easy breaths when you wake up. Mm-hmm. And you're going to do that for 3 days. And then after that, you're going to, I said, you're allowed to, if you want to, if you remember to meditate at bedtime. Because she's already easily doing that, mm-hmm. but you're not allowed to, because she wants to start meditating in the morning, but she's not. So mm-hmm. I gave her that 3 days of that. And then, you know, then add to it 3 days of also breathing 5 and slow and easy breaths in the evening, then adding one in the middle of the day. Then after like several days of all of that, then we're going to start meditating for 5 minutes in the morning mm-hmm. after you breathe, you know?
And, yeah.
But weirdly, breathing is one of those things we actually feel, like that crazy ego mind, the pressure, the criticism, the disconnect mm-hmm. from our body. We actually have a sense that we don't have time to breathe. That's crazy. It's mm-hmm. it's a crazy, and I don't mean to use that word lightly, but I'm owning it, because I've actually felt that before. I don't have time to sit and breathe for 90 seconds or something. That's mm-hmm. it's literally crazy in the sense that it's not possible. You know what I mean? Like, we have to live, we have to breathe first before even drinking water, before doing anything else. In order to live, we need to breathe. But we get so disconnected from our physical life force that that kind of a thought actually happens. We hold our breath during the day when we're stressed out. It's amazing, right?
It is. And that's why the starting slow and small is the key. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise we do too much, it doesn't work, we fail, then we get hard on ourselves and think nothing is going to work. And you're right, we've been so programmed that we don't even have time to breathe or take a pee break or get water, right? Mm-hmm. And that just goes to show you the magnitude of doing the mindset work with the other pieces and working on the ego and learning how to live more in your power. Because as you do, you don't question breathing, you don't question drinking the water, you don't question taking the time for your self-care practice. You do it because you know the benefit and you embody it. But it takes time for that switch to flip.
It does, right. And so the starting with the gift of doing the first small thing and affirming it, and you know, it doesn't have to be big and huge, and that's like, honestly, that is so masculine. It's toxic masculine. It needs to be big, and it needs to be, you know, like some kind of achievement in order for it to matter. But no, the small things are the things that make the most impact in our lives. You know, they say in therapy, in my program, the teacher was saying that one of the most impactful things, and I know I do this in my sessions, is the maternal gaze, G-A-Z-E, the gaze, just to be able to hold someone in your gaze with mm-hmm. openness, with listening, with, you know, just receiving and witnessing. And that's the moment of being in your mother's arms. And there aren't any words yet. There's only just the gazing at your child, and then the hearts resonating with one another. And that's like fundamental to, that is the most spiritual experience and the most human physical experience, mm-hmm. I think. Talk to us about ascension right now. Do you see this with your clients, or do you just see this generally? Has this been ramping up more? Do you have more? What do you see that is occurring in some kind of pattern, or, you know, where we are? Because we're, things are ramping up, right? Like we're all saying this big awakening, big things happening.
Yes.
What are you noticing?
Oh my goodness. I'm noticing more and more starting to go, wow, like I'm connecting what I'm feeling with what's going on with this ascension, with the upgrades going on the planet. So more and more of my clients and people in my personal life are having ascension symptoms and actually being able to decipher the difference energetically between one and the other. I've never seen it be like this. Like even on the weekend, I was with my family and my one cousin's like, I'm having ascension symptoms. This is what I'm feeling. My uncle's like, oh, I'm having this. And like, and we've never sat around the bonfire and had this collective conversation of, right, yeah, that this is what's going on. And people are, I think, in this place where they're not fearing having this occur. Like I think of being, it's like, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me because I'm having this symptom. And now they're like, oh, interesting, this is happening. Let me read a bit more about the astrology right now. Let me tie this into the ascension and where I am on my life path. Let me like also look at my stress levels and am I taking on more of the collective than I should be? Mm-hmm. Because what I'm finding right now is a lot of people are taking more ownership and responsibility for their stuff. And because they're doing that, they're not tolerating taking on the collective as much, which means they're processing through their ascension symptoms more easily and they're not sticking, or I find in some cases getting as intense. Mm-hmm. Because the more we're hanging on to that collective energy on top of processing our own stuff and the ascension symptoms, the longer they can stick, because of course it does to some level impact our nervous system. So I'm seeing more empowerment, more, ooh, this is exciting. Let me, you know, I'm taking my minerals. I'm, you know, getting my feet in the grass. And nature is like coming closer. Like we have birds like hanging out on our deck that never used to. Like you can feel the connection with nature just was, yeah, they're hanging around more because they're feeling safe with the frequency, which is so cool. So those are the things I'm noticing. Lots of funky looking clouds in the sky, you know, all kinds of cool stuff. So it's very uplifting. I think we're getting into an uplifting chapter of this ascension.
I feel what I'm hearing in the most positive sense is that we're giving fewer fucks.
Oh yeah, more empowerment.
Yes. We have some really beautiful comments on the feed here. Nature Girly 888 says, I love this. Thank you for introducing me this concept. I believe she's talking about the Schumann resonance. And Nature Girly, I are you a reflector? Because you mentioned something about finding me as a reflector. Yes, it's very valuable for reflectors to be aware of that, because one of the jobs of, I'm speaking of human design in case anyone's wondering what I mean by that word. One of the jobs of reflectors is actually to process what the collective can't or won't. It's actually our job, because our aura is a calibrating aura. It's a sampling and releasing aura. It's actually resilient and it can do that. And so it's designed to do that, but it's supposed to release it really quickly. And so to know that we may need to be a little quieter while if the Schumann resonance is high, that means other people are really being asked to process. And if they can't, then oh, blah, 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 blah. You know, it affects us in a big house of cards way. She also says, you're speaking to my present journey and how I'm also learning to teach those who are in relationship with me how to embrace these concepts in order to nurture a thriving home environment. It's beautiful. Thank you. And then Tiffany says, thank you for that idea. I'm going to try that. I've been struggling with morning meditation too. And because, you know, and Tiffany, I know Tiffany, she is a projector, she's an empath, and we feel so much pressure to get to that masculine world that you've been talking about, not wanting to opt out of the negative experience of masculine. We have divine masculine, of course, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that balancing, and you're such a voice for the balancing feminine. And would you like to talk about her, the divine feminine?
Yeah. And I think it's something that, because I was so in the masculine, I feel like we're so conditioned in a lot of our upbringing to be so in that and this control and all of this. And I think that what's so beautiful when you really choose to start learning about your body and how to connect with all aspects of you, your physical, your emotional, your spiritual, you do have to soften to connect with her on those levels. And the more you soften, the more you can hear the voice, you tap into the wisdom, you access your higher self, you get more ideas, downloads of things you desire to do. And it's even like with my ankle. So I sprained my ankle and my foot on Monday. And
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It's healing so fast. So it's all good.
Schumann resonances are helping you to heal it faster.
Right. All the upgrades. I'm like, not a big deal. I'll be fine. I'm so grateful. I can just sit and like rest my foot while I do my work. And 12, 13 years ago, I sprained my left ankle. Mm. So here's the example of being more in the feminine versus the masculine. So I was struggling with the binge eating. I have to work out 6-7 days a week or I won't lose weight. Just in that fear of losing control with my body. I have to work out to like sound good, right? Because if I'm exercising all the time and I'm a fitness person, like I'm cool, right? So all this ego, and I'm like, I'm all for people who want to work out. Good for you. But like I was coming from a full pure place of like ego.
Yeah.
So I didn't rest my ankle. It took years to heal because I was running, I was ellipticaling, I was jumping up and down. I was doing all the things with my body that I should have paused and slowed down and just surrendered and rested. Mm-hmm. Spent thousands of dollars on physio, was so angry at my foot, right? Just all of this. This time it happened. I did not get upset at all. I'm like, okay, I just want to go get it checked out, make sure everything's okay. And then I pull up my little Louise all, hey, but that's actually the first thing I did. I'm like, what does my foot have to tell me? I feel like there's something around letting go and masculine. And it right side is all about masculine, mm-hmm. letting go, the father. Mm-hmm. And I've been going through really interesting adventures with my dad in our relationship and different changes he's going through. And the right ankle foot sprain is all about like, resistance and anger about moving forward in different ways. And I'm like, this is so fitting because the stuff I'm going through with my dad. And I was like, thank you, universe. Thank you, body, for the guidance and the message. Mm-hmm. And I'm so grateful. Nothing's broken. I know what I need to do to heal this. Like energetically, I got my arnica. Like I'm so set up this time to heal fast. And I'm just detaching from the timeline. And it's happening so fast. So the difference for me now is I am not getting reactive. Like I could have got so angry on Monday evening when it happened, mm-hmm. right? I'm like, I don't have the energy and I'm not going to heal as efficiently if I get my nervous system all ramped up and I'm spiking my cortisol.
Yeah,
I'm grateful it wasn't worse than it was. And I know what I need to do and softening. Like, I love you, foot. How can I help you? Do you have any messages for me? So stepping more into this feminine and this softening and this nurturing, this true self-love that we all often come to earth to learn. Earth is the school of learning how to love ourselves. As you practice it, you embody it and it just becomes who you are. And it's so freeing and it saves you so much time and energy and stress, mm-hmm. especially when these unexpected circumstances come up.
And money.
So
save you money.
Oh my gosh, so much money I'm going to save. yeah.
Which is great. Time, money, those resources, they're, you know, yeah. valuable, literally valuable. And yeah. I love you're speaking to, in a way of, to parts therapy, which is something that is a therapy practice where you actually speak to a part of your being. You know, we kind of identify it as emotions, but it's something that we can do with our physical body because, mm-hmm. like you said, we maybe have a tendency, or in the past, if not now, to reject the part of our body that is injured or ill. Mm-hmm. And it needs yeah. to, just like a child needs to be held close when she's ill, so does welcome it back and thank it, because mm-hmm. the thing is, the subconscious mind will get what it requires, what it needs. And so if you need to sit down and you are not sitting down, then your subconscious mind will find a way to let yes. you sit down lovingly, nurturingly, mm-hmm. you know. And again, this isn't judgmental at all. This isn't blaming anyone. And no. when we head into looking at something like an injury or an illness, we want to do it with a loving curiosity, a listening, not a mm-hmm. needing to fix it, not either I'm a victim of the outside energies or I'm judging myself, I did it wrong. It yeah. needs to be a soft and gentle, feminine curiosity about it, and a way to yeah. listen. Like you said, do you have any messages for me, foot? What is it? Yeah. What are we? And the organic language can tell us. You got the Louise Hay book, but you know, the right side being the masculine, the paternal, and the assertive, what we're giving to the world. And just the organic language of, do I have sure footing on this path, mm-hmm. is something to just contemplate and wonder how that's something yeah. to, you know, spend time with.
Exactly. And I think that's the thing, is being willing to spend some time in contemplation, reflection, connection, because we're going to get the messages. We're totally going to get the messages. And the other thing that I noticed with the ascension is people's intuitive gifts are just amplifying and coming online to levels that we haven't experienced. And the exciting thing about that is my thought or signal that my body is giving me about certain things. And then, you know, going into that contemplation time or that meditation and getting that confirmation. And then further than from there, having a session with a colleague who's very intuitive. And she's like, did you go through this and this happened? And I'm like, yes. And it's like, wow, I don't need that. But that just further confirms what I was already getting the messages on, et cetera. And so as we soften and we connect, we get more of that guidance. And to me, that helps us build confidence in ourselves, trust, worthiness, reassurance. And I think those are the things that can also really help prevent us from massive like resistances, procrastinations, negative self-talk, self-sabotaging behaviors. And then, yeah, it also saves us a lot of money and energy when we're learning that. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Like, I'm not lying when I said I spent $50,000 on binge food and quick fixes in 5 years when I was struggling with my binge eating. And part of it was the physio and all the stuff because I wasn't resting my foot. Mm. Right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah. And it's once again, you know, we're still here to live life, and injuries and illnesses they're a part of it. They're not necessarily big, huge karmic problems, you know, they're just being human, and that's perfectly fine. And I think that's a good place to start when we're doing any self-inquiry. When I realized a few weeks ago, I was in this moment, I was like worrying about something, and I had a moment where I wanted to like kind of repress it and maybe affirm it away.
Right.
And again, that was my ego mind trying to hijack a spiritual process, which giving yourself affirmations or hypnotic suggestions that are positive is valuable. But sometimes we need a moment to allow yourself to vent. And so I just took this moment and I was like, you know what? Worrying is a human experience. Do I really put an expectation on myself? I'm never going to have worry for the rest of this life. That doesn't make sense. And so I told myself, it's okay to worry. That's human. And and then I kind of felt myself split. And I felt it more being the inner child who was worrying. And the inner divine parent was taking her hand and saying, I hear you, sweetie. I know you're worried, but I got this. We're going to keep moving forward. Yeah. And it was just really a beautiful moment that I just had with me.
Well, that's the thing. And when we allow, like we must allow, and that's often when we will connect with that wounded inner child. And I find the more we allow, actually we shift more quickly versus like, no, like I can't feel this right now, or I shouldn't feel this or whatever. Like what we resist persists, and then we feel it for longer and it gets louder and bigger. Or if we make it wrong, like it's wrong. Yeah. Why am I feeling this? I have no reason to feel this. It's like, well, it might not even be yours. Or maybe there's a past life coming up. Who knows? Right. But can you just be with it and you're safe? It's okay to feel uncomfortable. Like it's okay. And the other value of it is even when we're in our ego, even when you're in worry or fear, there's something for you to learn. Yeah. And then you take your power back thereafter. And then you have more awareness for next time. Because it's true. We're going to have this duality of experiences and emotions. And that's part of being a human.
I love one thing you mentioned that's also been top of mind for me, is that we can tolerate being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
We need to do that for ourselves, because, you know, little kid, that is again, an inner child experience. Children don't know that they can tolerate being uncomfortable. They're just these organic beings without a mental construct. And so when they're uncomfortable, they signal it. But we know that we can move through discomfort. And this is so important for us individually and interpersonally, because isn't that a big problem that we have, where we feel like we can't tolerate someone else's lifestyle that has nothing to do with us or whatever, you know? And it's such a problem of things like our political system, where we're both sides of this polarized political system, in the States at least, is trying to control the other side. And that's just not logical, let alone necessary or possible.
Right. And I think that's why it's so important, because I feel like we've been conditioned in society to don't like be uncomfortable, don't take time to feel that. We essentially get into fight or flight of some kind, or some kind of emotion that feels uncomfortable, or a circumstance, and we don't realize, okay, in the majority of the circumstances, I'm actually safe. Mm-hmm. There's actually no threat. So let me just be with this for a few moments. It's safe to be uncomfortable. It's safe to feel it, and I will work through and I'll get to the other side, even if it is uncomfortable, because everything is so convenient. I can order this thing and have it come in an hour. I can eat and suppress my emotions. I can drink or online shop and suppress and distract from feeling. I can binge watch TV for 8 hours and completely, check out of my reality of the discomfort that I'm feeling. And get distracted with politics and all, right? Like, we can just get caught up in it. And I think that it's so important for us to build awareness around, why am I feeling hesitancy, resistance, fear to feeling and getting uncomfortable, when it's actually what's going to help me heal and work through this and help my physical healing, my emotional healing, access to my intuition, because otherwise we just get caught up in a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors. And so when I started to feel my emotions, it was scary at first, but I just started to go, I'm safe. Mm-hmm. I'm okay. Everything's going to be okay. It's just a few moments. Just do it for like 30 seconds. And then I would be like, oh my gosh, everything's okay. Like, that was uncomfortable, but the world didn't end. I'm still here. Everything's okay. Right. But I needed to like show myself that, because I had this huge story in my mind of how horrible it was going to be. And so just like what you were talking about earlier with the small steps with building the habit, it's the same with this. It's like, start with 10 seconds or 30 seconds of just stepping into a bit of that discomfort and feeling, and then celebrate yourself for doing it. Be proud of yourself, because it is a huge deal for you to go from fully numbing and distracting to starting to become present, right? Mm-hmm. And as you do this, what you start to realize and observe is, all the bits and pieces of things I'm doing in my life to distract them and check out, that I'd actually rather be present, even if I'm uncomfortable, and that I will actually heal and regulate my nervous system more efficiently and feel more in my body and connected to all these parts of me, if I'm willing to just spend the few minutes going to that place, getting uncomfortable. This is just part of my process.
Yeah.
And that's part of the mastery. Mm. And I think also like getting more into your feminine is this: get uncomfortable, nurture yourself, hug yourself, squeeze your arms, tell your inner child she's okay, he's okay. Like, yeah, it's part of it.
So beautiful. I want to look at our comments. We've got some great, this is, hi Janelle. I was just thinking about being okay with being uncomfortable. Oh, I see. We're all on the same wavelength, aren't we? Nature Girly says, the money saved is a good selling point to the masculine. Exactly. In my recent experience, at least. Yes. I love this day, she says. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And this is, Jody says, oh, she's saying hi to Rebecca Lynn, or she's tagging someone. And there's Janelle again saying, woohoo for Nature Girly. What else does Janelle say? You do the motherly gaze so well. Oh, I had a session with you. Thank you, Janelle. I appreciate
you do. And you have such pretty eyes. Like, I can, it's one thing I notice with my, anyone that I connect with that is an older soul, just the eyes. You can just tell in the eyes.
Mm-hmm. Well, likewise, I can see it in your eyes as well. Can't we all see it in Rebecca's eyes too? And then Nature Girly says, tolerating being uncomfortable has been so very important in my growth. I wouldn't wish less discomfort in my journey. Yes, I love that. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't wish less because of the richness it adds to my experience. I wouldn't be nearly as evolved. Whoa, yeah. Chills. I love that. Chills. Yeah, me too. Amber, I would love for you to tell everyone, you know, specifically how they can work with you, what it is that you're doing for, you know, your clients and for our beautiful world.
Yeah, thank you so much. So if you are resonating with some of what I'm talking about today, maybe you want to become more in tune with your physical symptoms and why you're having them. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I think I've got hormone stuff or gut stuff, or maybe you are in this self-sabotage with food or overbooking, and you're really wanting to claim your worth and your power, then you are welcome to come to amberapproved.ca and check a few things out. I have a free emotional eating quiz if you want to take that and you're wondering if you're struggling. You can also check out the No Sugar Coating podcast, which has over 400 episodes where we dive so deep into all of these things and a lot more. And you can also book a 30-minute body freedom consultation for us to connect more formally, fill out an intake, and talk a bit more about what's going on for you to help assist you on this ascension while being in a physical body and being a human being with all of these things going on.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And we recorded an episode of me on your podcast. Yes. That'll be coming up sometime. I'll be sure to
bring it out to everyone. Sometime in the fall. Yes, I can't wait to share you with everybody because it was so good.
It is so good. And this is your second time on my podcast. Well, this is the YouTube version for those who are with us right now. But it'll be on the podcast, the actual audio podcast, really soon. So is there any last thing you would like to share for someone who's like, okay, I want to get on this stuff that Amber's been talking about. Maybe they're like, maybe I'm going to start to work with someone, but I'm not quite there yet. How can we start today to be able to nurture that relationship with our body, with her or him, mm-hmm. and to, you know, open up that connection and presence?
Yeah, I think if you can, and if you haven't yet today, after this, take 3 to 5 minutes, find your breath, and just connect with yourself and go, how am I feeling? What am I thinking? And do I need anything? Water, food, a quick journal, right? Just to stop and ask, because as soon as we start to get into that habit, it becomes second nature, and then we're just checking in regularly. Or maybe you want to celebrate and you want to have a moment of gratitude for yourself, your body, every aspect of your being here on this planet during this ascension and how incredible it is. And maybe you want to have a moment of gratitude or celebration. Yeah. But starting just with something like that can honestly just change the energy of the day, the mood of the day. And it just helps you connect more with yourself, which is beautiful.
And listen to one of Amber's podcasts.
come on.
Yeah, but taking time to do those things too are really valuable. So thank you so much for, again, shining your light on this podcast, on this channel, and just for all the work you're doing on our beautiful world. Amber, you're such a gift.
Thank you. And thank you for you and all you're doing, because you're such a gift too.
We just big love fest over here.
Yes.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. So just to reiterate, what Amber was talking about was the Schumann resonance. That's S-C-H-U-M-A-N-N. And you can download an app that helps you to stay on top of what's going on with the Schumann resonances. And so just to put it in context for you too, Amber mentioned that yesterday, I believe it was when, you know, as we were recording this, and just so you know, we actually recorded this on September 7th of 2023. So she was talking about September 6th of 2023. And she said it was like at 68, the amplitude was at 68. And that's very, very high. We, on a kind of regular day-to-day basis, it could be anywhere as low as 4 or 12. Somewhere between there is kind of just no effect. I mean, anything, it's low. But when it gets up to 20, we might start feeling some effects. But when it's up to like 40 or 60 or 70, that's really intense. So you can download the app and find that. Now, I'll tell you this also just from me to you. I did join a Schumann Resonance Facebook group. And I don't know how many there are, but the one that I joined, I didn't care for it. I didn't really participate. I just, you know, was observing. And there were people that were, I mean, there were some posts that were honestly very victim oriented. And then also people were just being nasty to each other. I'm like, what's going on here? This is supposed to be like some kind of unity place, I thought. Now, I don't know if that's, again, I don't know how many there are. I just thought I'd give you a little heads up in case you're interested in joining a Facebook group. Just kind of look through it. I don't know. Anyway, now, as I promised, I wanted to give you a little offering, a PDF for the cognitive, emotional, and compassionate empathy, just for you to remember it. You know, what I mentioned just a little bit. And I just put it together for you. So what you can do is go into the show notes, click through the link there that will invite you to join my newsletter if you haven't yet. And that will be the way that you'll get the download link to, I know people like PDFs, they like to read things, and it also just helps them to center in on it and ground in it. So it's really, in a lot of ways, very simple, very short. And maybe I'll put it on my blog at some point too, so you can find an article there about it. And but beyond that, I also just wanted to reiterate that that is a very, very, very reduced, very tiny reduced summary of one of the lessons, one of the things we're talking about in Empowered Empath, which you can find the link for that below as well. Again, this is all, everything's all ready for you. Lessons, meditations, energetic exercises, and the replays of the two live sessions that we had. And we have another one coming up in September. You'll be able to see the date for that on both the page that you click through to read all about it. And then when you get into the student portal, it will show you that as well. So click through the link and get that PDF and, you know, Easy Intuition, Empowered Empath. And I have other really cool things coming up. So do just stay tuned to the podcast and, you know, join that newsletter if you haven't already, because that's the best way. I put out articles there as well, not just, you know, the stuff about what's coming up. I put up, you know, I send out some things that, you know, some pieces of information, some teaching and writing or an article of some sort. So there you go. Find Amber's information below as well. She's doing amazing work. I just love connecting with her. So grounded, so wise, and yet so open and receptive and really reaching for those spiritual heights. So check out her podcast, No Sugar Coating. And I guess that is what I have for you in this episode. Well, one more invitation to find the YouTube channel, do actually subscribe to it. And that way you can join our conversations live, because it's super fun. And I just appreciate you so much. Thank you for shining your light on our beautiful world. And thanks for tuning in. I love you, whoever you are.